Sefer Tainis, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the six brachas that were added to the Shmona Esrei, a seven of the fast days that Bezdin was gozer for the lack of rain. And we said that for each bracha we need to say the proper chasima, the proper conclusion. Now we started being Marech in the bracha of Gal Yisrael. And then when we concluded the bracha of Gal Yisrael, we then inserted the six special brachas for the fast day. Now this Mishnah will discuss how we concluded each one of these brachas. Our Rishonu Omer, for the first bracha we say. Now this bracha is actually not one of the six brachas that we inserted into the Shmoneh Esrei. The first bracha that the Mishnah is mentioning is actually the bracha of Gal Yisrael. And in the bracha of Gal Yisrael we start being Marach. And after the bracha of Gal Yisrael we say the six brachas that we added into the Shmoneh Esrei. Misha Ana is Avram Avinu, Bahara Maria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Avram Bahara Maria by the Akedah Yitzchak. Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma V'kol Tzakachem, Hayom Ezeh. He should answer you and listen to your tefillahs on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem, Gal Yisrael. Ala Shniyahu Omer. For the second bracha, the Chazan says. Now the second bracha here is the first of the six brachas that we are inserting to the Shmoneh Esrei. This is the bracha of Zichronis. Misha Anes Abiseinu Ayamtsuf Hu Yana Eschem V'yishma Kol Tzakachem Hayom Ezeh Baruch Ata Hashem Zecher Nishkochot. This is the chasima, the conclusion of the bracha of Zichronos, which we inserted into the Shmoneh Esrei. This is the appropriate conclusion for the bracha of Zichronos. As in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael was forgotten about for many years, and they gave up on the Gula. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them and redeemed them. So too, Klai Yisrael davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us and sends us to Yeshua. Ah, Shlisha to Omer. Misha Anes Yehoshua Bagilbo, Hu Yana Eschem V'yishma, Kol Tzakachem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tru. This is the conclusion of the bracha of Shofars. As when the Mishkan was in Gilbo, that's when Klai Yisrael camped out on Yericho, and they blew shofros until the wall sunk into the ground. Al HaRaviyas Hu Omer, for the fourth bracha, we say, Misha Ane Shmuel B'Mitzvah, Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma Kol Tzakachem, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Tzokah. This was the conclusion for the bracha of El Hashem B'Sarasali, Karasi B'Aneini, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillahs of Shmuel B'Mitzvah. Al HaKamishis Hu Omer, Misha Ane Eliyo B'Har HaKarmel, Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma B'Kol Tzakachem, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Tzfilah. This is a conclusion for the bracha of Esa Einai Laharim, as Eliyahu was answered on Har Carmel. Ala Shishis Hu Omer, Misha Ane Es Yoina Bimei Hadaga, Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma B'Kol Tzakachem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'oneh Be'Tzara. This is the conclusion of the bracha for Mimamakim Krosicha Hashem, as Yonah was answered from the Mea Daga. Al Shviyas Hu Omer, for the seventh bracha, which was actually the sixth of the additional bracha that were inserted into the Shmoneh Esrei. This was for the bracha of Tfilah Lani Kiyato, Misha Ana Et David Veshlomo Benobu Yerushalayim, Hu Yana Eschem, Veyishma Bekol Tzakachem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMarachim Al Ha'aretz. Masechet Tainis, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei. Maisa b'imei Rabbi Chalafta of Rabbi Hanani ben Tzaradia. There was a Maisa in the times of Rabbi Chalafta, who was in Tipari, and in the times of Rabbi Hanani ben Tzaradia, who was in Sechni. She'avar echad l'pnei ha'teva. The Chazan went to daven in front of the Amud on one of the seven fast days that six additional brachas were inserted into the Shmoneh Esrei like we saw earlier. V'gamar is a bracha kula. He finished the whole bracha, that is, he finished the bracha of Gal Yisrael. V'lo anu achav amen. The Tzibur did not respond by saying amen. Instead, they said, Baruch Shem Kod Machuso Elonim Vod. That is the way the Tzibur responded after a bracha on the Beit HaMikdash. Tiku akonim tiku. The Gabbai said, Tiku akonim tiku, the kohanim should blow the shofar. But before they blew the shofar, the Chazan concluded the bracha of Gal Yisrael by saying, Misha ana es Avram Avinu Bahara Maria, Hu Yana eschem, the Yishma B'Kol Tzakachem Hayom Hazeh. That was the conclusion to the bracha of Gal Yisrael like we saw earlier. And only after you concluded the bracha of Gar Yisro, then the Kohanim blew the shofar. After that, the Chazan then said the bracha of the Chronos, which was the first of the six brachas that we inserted into the Shmoneh Esrei. And after he finished that bracha, the Tzibur again said, Baruch Shankwan Machusu Lanam Ba'ed. Then the Gabbai said, Ariel B'nei Aaron Ariel. But before they blew the shofar, the Chazan concluded the bracha of the Chronos by saying, Misha'ana Es Aviseinu Ayamsu V'yana Eschem V'yishma V'kol Tarkaschem Hayom Ezeh, which was the conclusion of the Chronos that we saw earlier. Then the Kohanim blew the shofar. U'kishabad Dabar Eitz HaChachamim, when the Chachamim found out how they were knowing in the Makom Rabbi Chalachta, and Rabbi Hanani ben Tarabio and Amru, the Chachamim said, Lo hayinu noagin kain, ela bishar hamidrach u'bahar abayit. That is not the minog to say Baruch Shank Void Machuto Lolan Void after a bracha, except in the Shar Midrach and the Har Abayit, because in the Beit HaMikdash, since when they said a bracha, they said Hashem's name, Kiksavo, the way it was written, who therefore after a bracha they said Baruch Shank Void Machuto Lolan Void, but outside of the Beit HaMikdash, we say, Amen.